Mr. President, we share concerns over the human rights situation of women and girls in Afghanistan, especially with respect to their right to education. We underscore the imperative of respecting fundamental rights, especially women and girls' education, as a key enabler of inclusive and sustainable development in Afghanistan. Mr. President, we express our heartfelt condolences over the loss of precious lives due to the recent earthquake. In abiding solidarity with the people of Afghanistan, Pakistan will continue to work with all partners to extend every possible assistance. Today, the people of Afghanistan face the fallout of both natural disasters and decades of man-made crises, endangering enjoyment of their basic rights and realization of their needs and dignity. Nothing better captures the situation than words of a survivor of the recent earthquake who told a media reporter, and I quote, "If another earthquake does not kill us, poverty will." This council must be mindful of this predicament and thus consider the situation in a broader, apolitical, and with a more compassionate lens. This would require contextualizing and prioritizing the humanitarian, social, and economic aspects of our concerns vis-a-vis advancement of our human rights. It would also entail revisiting past approaches as well as adopting prudent sequencing of response measures informed by the full context of the situation, the need for balance, and the value of engagement. The key priority should be to avert an economic and state meltdown by scaling up humanitarian development and financial assistance in order to promote human rights and meet the needs of the people of Afghanistan. Constructive engagement remains the preferred vehicle to address human rights concerns. We take note of the de facto authorities' engagement with the High Commissioner and the Special Rapporteur and urge continuation of this dialogue process. Mr. President, finally, in the context of the situation in Afghanistan, I would like to recall what the former UN Secretary General emphasized in his 2005 report titled In Larger Freedom Towards Development, Security, and Human Rights for All, and I quote, "We will not enjoy security without development, and we will not enjoy either without respect for human rights. Unless all these causes are advanced, none will succeed." We trust the Council will pay heed to this call. Thank you.